Real World News. Peruvian farmers satisfied with moratorium on GMOs. In an unprecedented decision, the Peruvian Congress passed a bill that set up a 10-year moratorium on genetically modified products. When the law is regulated, the competent authority in charge of regulating products and seeds will be the Minister of Environment. The main farmers' unions and small farmers' group welcomed the Parliament's decision that passed the law with 98 votes in favor and 2 abstentions. The lawmakers have acted with sensibility and determination. Their vote adds up to our work in defense of our biodiversity, food and health, said Lucila Quintana, chair of the National Agriculture Convention, Conveagro. A press release issued on the trade union's website on November the 3rd, they demand the urgent ratification and enactment of the law by the executive branch so that it can be soon regulated. Conveagro now claims it will be necessary that the agriculture trade unions, cooks, doctors, consumers, professional guilds and regional governments back this unprecedented moratorium that could be the first step towards a national biosafety system. Meanwhile, the chair of the Agrarian Commission, Leon Rivera, also showed satisfied with the Peruvian Congress decision and highlighted that in the country there are many varieties better than GM varieties. The case of corn is the most important one. In 2004, we released the INIA variety that can produce 13 or 14 tons of industrial corn per hectare compared to the 12 tons provided by GM corn, the leader said in an interview with Radio Programas de Peru. Besides setting up the powers of the Ministry of Environment, the law passed provides that the Ministries of Agriculture, Health and Production will be in charge of monitoring and implementing the policies to preserve biodiversity and control cross-border trade, international agencies reported.
You are listening to Real World News.